Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Wellcard, dem beliebtesten Wellness-Gutschein Österreichs. Schenke Freude und Erholung. Erhältlich im Handel oder auf wellcard.at.
FM4.
It's 7 o'clock, Sunday, the 30th of March. The UN says a lack of supplies is hampering earthquake relief in Myanmar. And Hamas accepts a new Gaza ceasefire proposal put forward by mediators. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Hal. The UN says the relief effort in Myanmar following Friday's devastating earthquake is being hampered by damaged roads, infrastructure and a lack of supplies. The UN's humanitarian coordinator, OCHA, says basic items are needed, such as trauma kits and tents. However, foreign aid has begun flowing into the country, with 17 trucks from China expected today. More than 1,600 people have been confirmed dead in the disaster, with major damage to towns and cities, including Mandalay, which was near the epicentre. Paul Rolofsson is Myanmar director of the Christian charity ZOA.
So this actually comes really at the worst time that it can get. I am quite happy with the cooperation with the Myanmar government at the moment. We all need to step up our efforts to do as much as we can to save those people. The disaster is really devastating.
Myanmar's government in exile, meanwhile, says rebel groups in earthquake-affected areas have agreed to halt attacks on the military junta for 2 weeks. Syria's President Ahmed al-Sharaa has given details of a new transitional administration that will be tasked with rebuilding the country until elections can be held. The new cabinet includes members of Syria's Alawite and Druze minorities and a Christian woman. However, key portfolios remain under the control of the Islamist rebel group that ousted President Bashar al-Assad. The Palestinian militant group Hamas says it's accepted a new Gaza ceasefire proposal put forward by mediators Qatar and Egypt. However, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's made a counter-proposal with the coordination of the United States. It comes amid continued Israeli airstrikes across the Palestinian territory, the BBC's Sebastian Usher reports.
There's been growing speculation that Israel and Hamas might agree a new limited ceasefire during the Muslim holiday of Eid, which begins on Sunday. Mr. Netanyahu's office says he's held consultations on a proposal from mediators, which is said to involve a 50-day truce and the release of 5 more hostages. It comes as Israeli forces have continued airstrikes across Gaza and a ground operation in Rafah aimed, the IDF says, at expanding its security zone in the south of the territory.
And 7 municipalities in Vorarlberg are holding runoff mayoral elections today, 2 weeks after the first round of voting. The ÖVP is trying to retain control of the state's 2 largest cities, but is facing a strong challenge from the SPÖ in Dornbirn and the FPÖ in Feldkirch. The last polling stations close at 1 p.m, with results expected around an hour later. To the weather now, and rainfall is expected to continue in many areas this morning, but it should clear to a partly sunny day, especially in the west and south. Top temperatures will range from 10 to 17 degrees.
Thank you, John.
Turn on the radio.
This is a revolution. Yes, it's happening. Mm-hmm. We're coming to you live.
It's your morning show at Radio FM Fear.
Just listen to it. Yeah! This morning's with me, Al Rock. It's 7:03. Let's get this hour started, shall we, with this one from Boy. We're going to go all the way back to 2008 for the release of that one, but still sounding good. Empire of the Sun with Walking on a Dream at exactly what? 7:10. This next one, though, is a brand new one. In fact, it's the brand new number one on the FM4 charts. Almost reminds me of that other song, Someone I Used to Know, I think it was called. But anyway, this is Doechii with a track, Anxiety. As I said, the new number one.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me. Yeah, my anxiety, can't shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me. I bounce back, no pogo. Unhappy, no homo. New brands, no logos. Money on my juggler, natural hustler. Think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream. I call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
Been driving me absolutely crazy trying to work out which song is it that this song reminds me of, and I finally found it. It's this one.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Yeah, you see? It's almost exactly the same, I feel. Anyway, it is 7:14.
Diagonale 25.
Yep, the Diagonale, the Festival of Austrian Film, is currently taking place in Graz, going through until Tuesday. It's where you can catch a lot of new movies made in Austria. One of them is Callas Darling. It's a kind of road trip movie dealing with the topics friendship, love, and loss. Julia Windischbauer made this movie in a sort of a one-woman show kind of way. And although this is her debut, you might know her as a member of the Burgtheater Ensemble. Or maybe you don't know her yet at all, in which case, here's a little Q&A with her.
Mein Name ist Julia Windischbauer.
Beruf bzw. Berufe?
Ja, meine Berufung ist wahrscheinlich die der Geschichtenerzählerin. Ich arbeite als Schauspielerin, Regisseurin, Produzentin, Editorin und Drehbuchautorin.
Mein Debütspielfilm?
Mein Debütspielfilm heißt Callas Darling, wie Maria Callas.
Darum geht's.
Es geht in der Geschichte um Marie, 26, die wahnsinnig schnell auf der Autobahn fährt und eigentlich dahin fährt, wo man immer mehr sein will. Einmal auf einer Tankstelle halt und auf einmal steht eine Frau, Gerlinde, 70, vor ihr mit einer gelben Tasche und sagt, ich gehe voll gern trampen. Und auf einmal schnitzt sie sitzt im Auto, es geht nach Albanien. Ein Film über die Liebe, über schwere Mundwinkel und dass es vielleicht doch ganz gut ist, dass man bleibt.
Die Protagonistinnen?
Die Protagonistinnen sind einmal die Marie und einmal die Gerlinde. Die eine davon, die Marie, spielt Server und die Gerlinde wird gespielt von einer wunderbaren und großartigen Almut Zelcher. Also für die Almut habe ich eigentlich das Drehbuch geschrieben. Die habe ich kennengelernt am Deutschen Theater Berlin. Und ja, ich habe gewusst, boah, diese Frau macht mich fertig, die inspiriert mich. Die möchte die vor meiner Kamera sehen.
So ist die Geschichte zu mir gekommen.
Die Geschichte von Callas Darling ist zu mir gekommen eigentlich über ein Thema des Abschieds im privaten Umfeld und eigentlich den eigenen Anspruch an mich selber zu haben, sich immer wieder raufziehen zu können.
Verluste sind?
Sehr schmerzhaft und hoffentlich irgendwann auch überbrückbar.
Das Leben ist?
Das Leben ist so voll.
There you go. That was actress and filmmaker Julia Windischbauer. Her film Callas Darling will be shown at the Diagonale today and tomorrow in the KITZ, the KITZ Royal Cinema. Okay, check it out. Sounds like a good one. Here come the Kings of Leon.
She said, call me now, baby. I come up running. She said, call me now, baby, and I'd come up running. If you'd call me now, baby, I'd come up running.
Your morning, your music. FM4 Morning Show. I'm rising up with the sun. No time to victimize myself. Two steps, I'm walking to the rhythm of it. Sometimes it's hard for you to wallow in it.
Yeah. an artist who I'm only just beginning to discover. That's the Canadian singer-songwriter Finn Wolfhard with the track Choose the Latter. If you are a fan of Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish, and who isn't, stick around. They're coming up right after this.
Hallo, Punkt.
Servus, Punkt.
Wohin, Punkt, geht, Punkt, die, Punkt, Reise, Punkt?
Zu, Punkt, Mama, Punkt.
Ich, Punkt, auch, Punkt.
Zu, Punkt, meiner, Punkt, Mama, Punkt.
Nein, Punkt. Punkt für Punkt für Punkt ÖBB-Vorzugspunkte sammeln. Jetzt in der App aktivieren und mit dem Sammeln loslegen. Alle Infos auf oebb.at/Vorzugspunkte. Und was fährst du? ÖBB. Heute für morgen für uns.
Woman präsentiert Österreichs größtes Shopping-Event. Am 3. April ist Woman Day mit den besten Rabatten auf die Must-Haves der kommenden Saison. Nur in Shops mit dem offiziellen Woman Day-Logo. Mehr auf womanday.at.
FM4 Morning Show.
Are you having any fun?
Well, occasionally.
When?
Immer in der Früh.
Hey, Billy, you there?
You wanna guess the color of my underwear? You wanna know what I got going on down there? Is it pretty in pink or all see-through? Is it showing off my brand new lower back tattoo? You wanna put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this shit out, that's what I'm talking about. Put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this shit out, that's what I'm talking about.
Charlie XCX together with Billie Eilish and Guess. Would you like to guess how many artists applied to be the band to represent Germany at this year's Eurovision Song Contest? 3,000. 3,000 artists applied. But the winners are the Austrian duo Abor and Tüne. With their song Baller, they impressed a TV jury consisting of people like Stefan Raab and Conchita Wurst and won the right to perform in Basel in May. Pretty surreal, right? Originally, Abo and Tuna wanted to participate with a different song until, that is, Stefan Raab gave them some feedback.
Bei uns hatte Stefan Raab dann irgendwie, wir hatten geplant einen englischen Song, wir haben einen geschrieben für den ESC extra und dann hat Stefan irgendwie auf unserem TikTok gescrollt und hat dann so, so einen Teaser von unserem Albumtrack, da haben wir unser Album gerade beworben, dann hat er das gesehen und hat uns dann gleich angerufen und gesagt, da, nimm's doch das ist cool. Und dann waren wir so, okay.
Ich fall da, 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 da,
Ein lustiger Satz, den man sagen kann, oder? Dann hat Stefan Raab so ein bisschen herumgescrollt auf unserem Social Media. Und
ich fand das ja auch super lustig, als er das erste Mal so gesagt hat. Als wir beim Casting waren, ist er schon so von seinem Versteck hervorgekommen, weil eigentlich war das vom Redaktionsteam und da haben wir ein paar Songs vorgespielt und dann waren wir fertig und so wollten schon zusammenpacken und dann plötzlich kommt er so von so einem, irgendwie von so einer Wand so hinten rum, kommt er dann so vor und sagt so, ah, hallo, ich bin der Stefan. Und ich so, also jetzt habe ich seine Stimme voll komisch nachgemacht. Er hat natürlich nicht so geredet, aber dann habe ich ihn im ersten Moment gar nicht so erkannt und dann habe ich es gecheckt und er so, ja, ich habe euch auf Instagram und auf TikTok gesehen und keine Ahnung. Und ich war so, was? Aber ja, war ganz lustig.
So ist das Leben halt. Now, ahead of their Eurovision Song Contest performance, Abor and Tuna will be visiting us in the FM4 studios this afternoon, taking part in our show FM4 Lieblingslieder, where they will present some of their favorite tunes, all-time Eurovision anthems, and songs that just inspire them. Okay, so make sure you check out Lieblingslieder later on this afternoon here on FM4. But for now, here is that song that's going to be representing Germany at the Eurovision Song Contest. Sorry about this.
Zwischen unseren Tatort wie bei CSI. Hast Baby, tut mir leid, gesagt zum ersten Mal. Hätt wissen sollen, dass das Ende von uns war. Du setzt einen Punkt nach dem Schatz, als hättest du mich nie bekommen. Weißt du, wechsel ich Parfums und kauf mir neues Gefahren. Ich krieg wieder diesen Traum, ich will den Weltuntergang. Ha, ich glaub, das war's. I shoot for the stars. Ich baller, hab gelernt, was mich nicht killt, macht mich nur schicker. Würdest du für mich immer noch eine Kugel fangen? Weil deine Waffe ist jetzt in meiner Hand. Ich setz einen Punkt nach dem Satz, als hätte ich dich nie gekannt. Und dann wechsel ich Parfums und kauf mir neues Gefand. Ich krieg wieder diesen Drang, ich will den Weltuntergang. Ha, ich glaub, das war's. I shoot for the stars. Ich baller.
FM4 Morning Show. Before I hit the
Hold up. Damn, now I'm thinking of word. John shot it, but he understand not talking, God. She got us inside, girl, inside, get busted third. And I look up in the sky, it's a silver cloud, you heard it. Dump it underground, pick it up, throw it in a truck. Dump it underground, pick it up, throw it in a truck. Dump it underground, pick it up, throw it in a truck. Dump it underground, pick it up, now nah, let's go talk. Dump it underground, shit. I chop no more jaw, pee got hooded and true. I get lost in the ground, but I'm bagging at you.
Goddamn lost.
Never been a club before I hit the club. Get in excitement. Every morning, every night, I always feel excitement. When I feel lonely as fog, I still a lifeless. I'm never loving alone, I'm gonna lightless. I'm goddamn lost. I never been to club before I hit the club. I never felt so free before your goddamn girls. I never felt so fine before.
I got temptation. I got temptation. I got temptation.
Didn't get many rappers from South Korea, but there was one. RM with his current single, Lost, at 7:38 this Sunday morning. This next track, by the way, was one of the four Neue Vorstellungen in the FM4 chart show yesterday. That means it's one of the four songs you can vote for. The more votes a track gets, the higher it'll enter the FM4 charts next week, all right? All you're going to do is check out FM4 or FAT, brand new, listen to the four tracks, and vote for the one you like the best. Maybe it'll be this one. This is Everglade with Disassociated. Enjoy.
Morning Show.
Immer in der Früh.
I put my hands up, I'm in surrender. I'm getting ready to fly. I'm superhuman, I'm supernova. I burn the candle both sides. Your force is coursing right through my body. I feel the temperature rise. I only want this, this hallelujah. If love is wanting, open 7 days of the week. Your life is constant, it's never stopping. Just take a second and breathe.
Jaya, not in surrender. It is exactly 7:47. AI, artificial intelligence, seems to be everywhere, doesn't it? AI features are currently being added to everything, it seems. And maybe you've also noticed the small bluish circle hovering near your chat in WhatsApp. Have you? Well, that's the new AI tool from Meta, which is being rolled out in Europe at the moment. Here's FM4's Lauren Foster on how it works and why it might be problematic.
Meta AI is finally being rolled out in Europe this week, and if you haven't seen it yet, you're likely to see it soon. Now, it won't just be found on WhatsApp, it's also planned to show up on other Meta apps such as Instagram and Facebook. While in the US, the AI was trained on public posts of users, in Europe, this type of training is not allowed due to data protection regulations, and as a result, the AI is only available as a text-based AI, at least for now.
One of the simplest cases for AI use cases is your AI assistant.
So, what could it do? Well, it's like having ChatGPT in your DMs on Instagram or on Facebook. So basically, you can ask it questions. On WhatsApp, it can go a step further, though, and it can even be added to your group chats. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, I thought it sounded pretty cool too until I started asking myself, can it read and process all of my messages?
Meta selbst sagt, dass sie eben das private Chats verschlüsselt sind und nur die Leute, die daran teilnehmen, mitlesen können.
That was social media expert Ingrid Brodnik. So no, it isn't using your private data, and Meta's Ellie Heatrick confirmed that unlike in the US, it's not being trained on European public posts either. So what data could it be using, and is there a reason to still be worried? Ingrid Brodnik sei es.
Ich würde jetzt nicht unbedingt als Einzelperson in Panik verfallen, aber wir sehen hier so ein großes Ungleichgewicht der Macht und der Transparenz. Wir User, Userinnen sind relativ transparent gegenüber Meta, aber Meta ist keineswegs transparent gegenüber uns. Mein Kernproblem ist eher, dass wir bei einem technischen Wandel alle mitmachen müssen, ohne den technischen Wandel, was der Konzern darunter versteht, erklärt zu bekommen und ohne zu wissen, zum Beispiel, welche Anwendungen werden dadurch ermöglicht.
Meta intends to continue working together with data protection regulators in Europe, so it can offer its full AI services here as well. But what that means in regards to data protection is still unclear. If you're worried about your data protection on Meta apps, you can check out your Meta privacy settings to find out more and prohibit your data being used without you wanting it.
FM4.
Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Take our hands out of control. Take our hands out of control. Now tell me what you saw. Tell me what you saw. There was we'll be right back.
Hallo. FM4.
Die Sendung mit dir und deinen liebsten Dingen.
Also laute Bässe haben mir wirklich geholfen beim kompletten Abschicken.
Songs, Serien, Games, Filme oder Bücher.
Das ist so von so Streamern im Podcast.
Ja, das geht in Richtung Komödie.
Schick uns deine Favorites und Empfehlungen als Sprachnachricht.
Dann beginne ich auch mal ganz random zu lachen.
Jeden Sonntag ab 13 Uhr.
Präsentiert von Huma 11. Entdecke das Einkaufserlebnis mit 90 Shops direkt an der A4 Simmeringer Heide. FM4.
The very smooth sound there of Savvy Kaboo and Love You. I love that.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Wellcard, dem beliebtesten Wellness-Gutschein Österreichs. Schenke Freude und Erholung, erhältlich im Handel oder auf wellcard.at. FM4.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, Sunday, the 30th of March. The UN says it's struggling to respond to the earthquake in Myanmar, and a Russian drone attack leaves at least 2 dead in Kharkiv. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 news.
Thanks, Hal. The UN says it's struggling to respond to the level of need in Myanmar following Friday's devastating earthquake, with relief efforts being hampered by damaged roads and infrastructure and a lack of supplies. Foreign aid has begun flowing into the country, with 17 trucks from China expected today. More than 1,600 people have been confirmed dead in the disaster, with major damage to towns and cities, including Mandalay. The BBC's Arunday Mukherjee reports.
Most of Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city and home to 1.5 million people, has been reduced to rubble. Aid and relief yet to reach the worst hit areas, where locals are forced to dig with their hands to reach survivors and the dead. Urgently needed international aid has begun to enter the country, which has been tightly controlled by a military junta regime since 2021. Even as the leadership made that rare appeal for help, it hasn't stopped bombing rebel strongholds.
The Ukrainian military has accused Russia of deliberately targeting a military hospital in an attack on Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, calling it another cynical war crime committed by Moscow. Officials say at least 2 people were killed in the drone attack, which also struck a shopping center and apartment blocks, and more than 25 injured. It comes amid a US-led push for a ceasefire in Ukraine. Syria's president Ahmed al-Sharaa has announced the formation of a new transitional administration that will be tasked with rebuilding the country until elections can be held. The new cabinet include members of Syria's Alawite and Druze minorities and a Christian woman, amid demands from Western and Arab nations that it be representative. However, key portfolios remain under the control of the Islamist rebel group that ousted President Bashar al-Assad. Al-Sharaa said the new administration would focus on the needs of the Syrian people.
Dear honorable citizens, this is the moment we announce the formation of the first government. It is a testament to our shared will to build a new state, a strong and stable state that places the interests of the country and its citizens at the forefront of its priorities.
And Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has announced plans to visit Greenland for talks with the semi-autonomous territory's new government. It follows a controversial trip to the island by US Vice President J.D. Vance, in which he criticized Denmark for failing to provide security and suggested the US would be a better partner. Frederiksen rejected the US criticism. In an interview, President Trump once again refused to rule out military action to annex Greenland. To the weather now, and rainfall is expected to continue in many areas this morning, but it should clear to a partly sunny day, especially in the west and south. Top temperatures will range from 10 to 17 degrees.
I'm going to hold you to that, John. I'm going to hold you to that.
The sunshine is coming. Trust me, it's coming.
If it doesn't show up, I'll be around your house giving you a hard time.
That's it.
This is your morning wake-up call.
Radio FM
Fear. It certainly is. Good morning. 8:03. I left the wake-up call for a little bit later today, as it's a Sunday, all right? Didn't want to wake you up too early. I'm Hal Rock, and this is Bug-Eyed. Snug as a bug.
Fucking up in the back of the taxi. Or snug as a bug, you relax me. Radio's playing Frank Ocean Ivy. You wrap my mind, you open the doors. Gasoline at our feet on the floor. Bottle of wine and a wall back to yours. Floating down the pavement, not the high street. Don't like this flare for I'm a whitey. You grip my hand, start talking wisely. All we know is we're all here for the long way home. Change my digits and I'm from my phone. Sit tight for your midnight tone. All here for the long way home. Faces grow golden from streetlights. You lose kiss, standing, I'll leave. I stumble along with full moons in our eyes. In the front, so no long to wait at home. Checking the map, I think he's a gone road. Don't tell me that, let's put it on postpone.
start talking wisely. But we know it's real here for the long way home. Change my digits and I'm from my phone. Been driven from my nose. Your low waste ways I just feel like honey on my face. We're on the underground. My awkward smiles on southbound. We're all here for the long way home. Change my digits and I'm from my phone.
The British duo Good Neighbours. They call themselves a track called Ripple. One of those songs that has your toes tapping and wakes you up on a Sunday morning. Lord knows I need waking up. I am really noticing that I got an hour's less sleep last night, yeah? Looking forward to a little siesta later on this afternoon. Oh, but we'll get through it together, people. You and me and Anthea and her friend Enns. This is them with Run at 9 minutes past 8.